Milchus Choyvelu Mazik, the laws of personally caused injuries and damages. Chapter 5. This chapter contains 13 halachas, and the subject matter here deals with specialized cases of the payment of the five items that one has to pay for personally caused injury, and also for additional punishments or penalties that may be given to the one who caused the damage. Halacha Aleph, Osa la'odam lachboil. It's forbidden for a person to cause any injury, bein ba'atzmoi, bein ba'chaveiro. It's forbidden to injure oneself or one's fellow man. Veloy ha'choyvel bilvad, and not only does this prohibition apply to one who actually injured someone, elakol hamakir odam kosher mi Yisrael, any case where one strikes or hits some fellow Jew who is not a sinner, it's not a case where a sinner is being beaten as a punishment. Anyone who strikes a fellow Jew, ben koton ben gadol, regardless of whether this fellow Jew is a child or an adult, ben isha, regardless of whether he strikes a man or a woman, derech nitzoyin, if he strikes him while having an argument or a fight with him, hareza oive beloisasa, he has transgressed a negative mitzvah by striking his fellow man. Where do we learn that there is such a negative mitzvah? Shenemar, the pasuk says as follows. It's a pasuk in Devarim in Kitetze. It says concerning Malkus, when Bezdin gives someone Malkus, to someone who deserves this punishment, it says, Arboim Yakenu, he shall hit him 40 times, Lo Yosef, he may not add to it. It's a negative prohibition that the one who gives Malkus to someone else by order of the Bezdin may beat him the 40 times, and he may not add to it. Lahakoisai, it says he may not add in beating him. Im hishira toira mila hoisiv behakois hachoite, and here if we find that the Torah forbid him to give an extra strike while beating a sinner who deserved to be beaten, this certainly teaches us that it's forbidden to strike someone who is a tzaddik who is not at all deserving of any beating. Even to raise one's hand against his fellow man without actually striking him, also this is forbidden. Anyone who raises his hand against his fellow man, afal pisha lohi kohu, even though he did not actually strike him, hareza rasha, he is called a rasha. Because in the case where Moshe Rabbeinu saw two Jews fighting, it says, vayoyim, he said, lo rasha, lo motakereyecho. He said to the rasha, why will you strike your fellow man? It does not say he said to the rasha, why did you strike your fellow man? Apparently he had not yet struck him, he had only raised his hand to strike him. Nevertheless, the pasuk calls him Rasha. Halacha gimel hamake eschavere hako ashein bashave pruta. If one struck his fellow man with a blow that caused an injury whose payment does not come to the amount of a pruta, loike, here he receives Malkus, Shahare Einkan Tashlumim, Kideshi loves Anitan Latashlumim. Because the only reason that one who strikes his fellow man in the ordinary case does not receive Malkus is because the Torah requires him to pay, and where the Torah specifically required payment, he does not receive Malkus in addition. But here, since it's less than a pruta, we never require payment of less than a pruta, and therefore he receives Malkus. Vafilu Hika Evet Chaveroi Hakosha Ein Bashava Pruta, and even if he struck not a free man, but he struck someone else's slave, a blow whose payment does not come to a pruta, loike, he receives Malkus, Shahare Yeshnoi Bemiktsas Mitzvahs, because the slave, since he has to keep whatever mitzvahs a woman is required to keep, the slave is considered his fellow man, since he's subject to some of the mitzvahs. V'goy shehiko es Yisrael, in the case of a goy, a non-Jew who struck a Jew, chayav misa, in this case he does not pay, he is put to death for it. Shenemai, because the pasuk says there again concerning Moshe Rabbeinu, where he saw an Egyptian, a Mitzri, striking a Jew. It says, Vayifen koivacho, he turned to this side and to that side. He saw no one was there. Vayachas ha-Mitzri, it says, and he smote the Mitzri, and he killed him and buried him in the sand. So we see that the Mitzri was chayev, the death penalty, even for merely striking a Jew. Halocha dalet, konis konsu chachomim. A special punishment was inflicted by the sages, la'elu hashoitim bali zeroya, to these idiots who are gangsters and who go around beating people, sheyehei hanechbol neman v'nishba b'nikitas chayfetz, that in such a case, the one who was injured shall be believed when he claims the injury, and he can swear b'nikitas chayfetz while holding a sefer Torah or tefillin in his hands. He can swear that the gangster inflicted the injury on him, shezechav, or boy, that he, that this person caused him, chavol zeh, he caused him this injury, v'noitel, and he could collect masheroi loy, the proper amount to collect. In the ordinary case, where a person claims money against someone else, so he cannot collect it just upon his claim, where there are no witnesses to sustain his claim. Because the rule always is, ha-moitzi mi-chabeira yolav haraya, one who seeks to collect money from someone else has to bring the proof that the money is owing to him. However, in certain cases, the Torah said that before the defendant can be free from paying, the defendant has to swear that he does not owe the money. Even in cases where the Torah did not require that, by rabbinical decree, we require the defendant in most cases to swear that he does not owe the money before he can be free from paying. However, in no case is the defendant forced to pay without there being some proof against him, because the defendant always has this option of swearing. However, in this case, in the case of gangsters who go around inflicting injury, here the Chachomim punished him, and they said that in such a case, we will believe the plaintiff, provided the plaintiff swears, and therefore the defendant cannot get out of paying if the plaintiff is willing to swear. However, there have to be witnesses that the accident, that the event occurred, that connect him in some way to the event, even though there are no witnesses that he actually struck him. Ketzad, for example, there were two witnesses testifying against him, that he grabbed this person, the injured party, they saw this person grabbed him and took him into his possession while he was still uninjured, the Yatza Chovel. And when he came out of his possession, he was injured, the Loira Uhubei Shechovel boy, but they did not see the actual time when he struck him and injured him. The Huoy Mer, and the defendant claims, Loi Chavalti. He says, it's true, I grabbed him. And he was uninjured. It's true, as the witnesses say, I let him go and he was injured, but I didn't injure him. But the other one, the plaintiff says, you did in fact injure me. In such a case, since witnesses do see that he went and grabbed him and took him into his possession, therefore, if the plaintiff will swear, he can collect. Halocha hei, Bamed Dvarim Amurim, in which case here do we say that the plaintiff has to swear before he can collect? In such a case where witnesses saw him grab him but didn't see him strike him, where the injury was in such a part of his body that the plaintiff could have injured himself, or there was some third party present there at the time that he grabbed him, and it's possible that the injured party told this third party to injure him, since he was angry at this other one who grabbed him and wanted to extract money from him, he told someone else, injure me, so now he could go and sue the person who grabbed him. So if there was one of these cases, he could have struck himself, or there was someone else here who could have struck him, then we say that the plaintiff has to swear before he can collect. Avol im eini moyem acher, but if there was no other party there, v'hoisa amake b'mokim she'ini yochel aziz ba'atzmoy, and the injury was in such a part of the body where he couldn't have struck himself like that, kigoy che'hoisa neshicha ben k'seifav, for instance, there was a bite mark on his back between the shoulders, it's not possible for a person to bite himself in such a way, v'chayetzi bezeh, or some similar injury that the person can't do to himself, hareze noitel b'loy shvu, in such a case, he can collect without having to swear. Halochivav, hoyde hachoyvel shehu chaval, if the accused party who was accused of causing the injury, he himself confessed that he caused the injury, mishalim chamisha dvarim, then he has to pay all five things. In this case, where there are witnesses that he grabbed him, shahare yo'edim hoyusham, because there are witnesses here, shanichnas latech yodei sholim, that he took him into his possession uninjured, b'shas hameriva, while they had some fight between them, v'yotzachovol, and he let him out injured. Avolim loy hoyusham edim klal, if, however, there were no witnesses at all, who oimer chaval tabi, the plaintiff says, you injured me, v'hoida mi'atzmoy, and here where there are no witnesses at all, the defendant nevertheless confessed that he injured him, potem min ha-nezek u min ha-tzar, he does not pay nezek and tzar, he does not pay for the damages, since these damages are not actual monetary damage, as we said, he does not pay him what a person would charge to allow himself to be damaged like that, because for even huge amounts of money, a person wouldn't permit himself to be injured. He's paying him only the loss between what he was worth before and what he's worth now, which was less than the actual charge for such an injury. Therefore, it is not a monetary payment, but it's a fine, umin hatzar, and also for the pain, which is not a monetary payment, because for all the money in the world, a person wouldn't submit to such pain. So therefore, what he's paying is less than the actual cost, therefore it's a fine. And in the case of fines, a person does not pay when he himself confessed, and there's no other evidence. V'chayiv b'sheves u'b'boishes u'b'ripui. However, he has to pay for the unemployment and the embarrassment and the medical expenses, al pi atzmai, even when he himself confessed, because these are actual monetary payments. L'fichor, therefore, im kofar, if he denied it, v'omar loichavalti, and he said, I did not cause any injury here, nishba shvuas heses. In such a case, like any other case where someone denies denies a debt, where the Torah did not require, where there are no witnesses, and the Torah didn't require him to swear, he has to swear by rabbinical decree, and he's free from paying. Halacha Zayin, v'lomer mishalim modem shloisha dvarim al pi elu al pi atzmai. Why do we require him to pay these three things, the unemployment and embarrassment and medical expenses, even though he himself confessed, shasheves v'aripui momen huvaliknas, because the unemployment and the medical expenses, he pays the actual monetary cost, it's not a fine, because where he doesn't pay him, the other person is out money, because he has to pay then out of his own pocket for the medical expenses, and meanwhile he cannot work, he lost his wages. The haboishes, and the embarrassment, is also actual monetary loss. Here, in fact, we see that he did inflict the embarrassment on him, because even though there were no witnesses, that he caused the embarrassment, but now when he confesses in Beis Din, I struck him in such and such fashion, in front of people he confesses this, he confesses that he injured him, now he's embarrassing him, because the injured party, if he was injured where there were no people there, he wasn't embarrassed thereby, and now when the defendant confesses in Beis Din, yes, I struck him and injured him, he should be sure, he say, now he's causing him embarrassment, and of course he has to pay for it. Halochiches nimtzei salami, that therefore turns out she'ein hefrish v'boishes bein boishes hamagialoi im chovo boi b'fnei eidim acherim bein boishes hamagialoi b'eis shehoida b'fnei acherim. Therefore it turns out that the assessment of the damages for embarrassment is the same amount, regardless of whether he embarrassed him by injuring him while there were people looking at the time of the injury, or whether he embarrassed him where he injured him without anyone being present, but then he confessed it and stated in public that he caused this embarrassment. It's the same amount. Therefore, a person has to pay for the embarrassment even by his own confession, because the confession is what's causing the embarrassment. The sin of injuring one's fellow man, personally injuring his body, that is incomparably greater a sin than injuring him by damaging his property. Sha'amazik ma'min chavedoi, because if one damaged his fellow man's property, kiven shashilein mashu chayiv l'shalim niskaperloi, as soon as he pays the amount he owes, he has atoned for his sin. Aval choval b'chavedoi, but if he injured, he personally injured his fellow man's body, even though he has paid him all five items that he has to pay, he has not atoned for his sin. And even if he will bring sacrifices, all the rams of Nevoyus, the rams of Nevoyus are the fattest and best rams that there are, even if he'll bring all these sacrifices, he has not atoned for his sin. His sin is not forgiven unless he asks forgiveness from the injured party, and he forgives him. In such a case where he injured him and now he paid and he apologizes and asks forgiveness, it's forbidden for the injured party to harden his heart and refuse to forgive. Ein zu derech zera Yisrael, this is not the habit of Jewish people. Ela kiven shabikesh mimenu hachoyvel, but as soon as the one who caused the injury asked forgiveness, v'nischanin loy, and he pleaded with him for forgiveness, pam rishoyno shniya, once and a second time, v'yoda shav mechetoy, and the injured party realizes now that the one who caused the injury has repented of his sin, v'nicham, and he's sorry for it, al rosei, for the wickedness that he did, yimcholoy, he's required to forgive him, v'chol hamemaher limchoyl, Harehu Meshubach, and one who is quick to forgive and doesn't wait to be pleaded with and asked twice, he is praiseworthy. Veruach Hachomim Noichahi Mana, and the sages agree with his conduct. Halacha Yudalef, Ve'oidyet Shefrish Bein Nizkei Gufay LeNizkei Mamoinei. There is a further distinction between causing injury to someone's body and damaging his property. Shahoime Lechavere Sames Eini. If someone says to his fellow man, he asks him to injure him. He says to him, blind my eye, kateyas yodi, or he says to him, cut off my hand, almenos shata potter, and I ask you to inflict this injury upon me, and on the condition that you will not have to pay, I make this condition with you. Nevertheless, even though he gave him permission to do it and said you will not have to pay, if he injures him, he will have to pay all five things. Because we know that the person must have only been joking around. It's known that nobody allows someone else to inflict a personal injury upon him. This is the case of personal injury. However, if someone says to his fellow, tear my garment, shaber es kadi, break my pitcher, al menoshat a potter, and I make the condition with you that you will not have to pay, hareiz a potter, in such a case he does not have to pay, because injury, damage to one's property is less strict than personal injury. However, even in this case, if he did not expressly say to him, tear my garment and you will not have to pay, in such a case, he has to pay, he is required to pay, even though the owner gave him permission to damage his property. Because he can say, yes, I permitted you to tear it, in that I don't consider it a sin against me, but I won't expect you to pay for the damage that you did. Halacha Yud Beis, Bamed Dvorim Amurim, Kishabou Hakelim Liyodei Tchila B'Teiras Shmira. In what case do we apply this rule that if he didn't expressly say to him, you will not have to pay, then he does have to pay, although he gave him permission to damage it, if originally, when the one who caused the damage to the property took possession of the property as a guardian or as a watchman, for example, he borrowed them, or they were deposited with him for safekeeping, and then the owner said to him, Shaber Ukra, he said, break it or tear it. And he did so without having been expressly told that he doesn't have to pay. Then he has to pay unless he expressly said him, Al Menas Shata Potter, you can do it and you will not have to pay. If, however, he never had taken legally possession of it, and the owner tells him to the very beginning, he says, take this utensil of mine and break it, he said, take this garment of mine and tear it, and he did so even though he didn't expressly say he doesn't have to pay, he does not have to pay. Halacha Yud Gimel, one who says to his friend, Shaber Kalev Shalploini, Al Menas Shata Potur, go break someone else's utensils and you won't have to pay, implying thereby, I'll take care of it, but he didn't expressly say so. The Asa, and the one, and this person went and did it, he broke the third party's utensils. Harei Zechayev L'Shalem, he has to pay for it. Ukeilu Amalei, because this case is as if he had said to him, go blind someone else's eye and don't have to pay. Even though the one who did the act is the one who has to pay, nevertheless, the one who told him to do so is his partner in this sin, and he is considered a Rosha, a wicked person, because he caused a stumbling block to one who was blind. That is, he caused someone who otherwise would not have committed a sin to commit the sin. And he lent support to people who are committing a sin.